Unemployment is down slightly in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the May jobless rate was 4.8%. It was 5.2% the previous month and 4.8% in May 2024. In Carroll County, unemployment declined to 4.9%. It was down to 5.1% in Columbiana County and dipped to 5.3% in Mahoning County. Portage County's rate fell to 4.6%. Ohio's figure was unchanged at 4.9%. A gas station in Canton is temporarily closed after a vehicle crashed into it. Fire Battalion Chief Steve Henderson says the incident occurred in the 1700 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest around 10:45 this morning. A woman driving an SUV backed into a post outside the Marathon. She panicked and hit the gas. The vehicle was driven into the store, doing significant damage. There were no injuries. Two people are dead following a crash in Sandy Township Tuesday night. The Highway Patrol says a motorcycle operated by 53-year-old Richard Townsend of Magnolia was northbound on Route 43 just before midnight when it collided with a southbound vehicle driven by an 89-year-old Waynesburg man. Townsend and a passenger, 48-year-old Jennifer Byers of Navarre, were pronounced dead at the scene. Neither was wearing a helmet. The other driver was not injured. The patrol continues to investigate. Authorities are searching for two missing people. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 14-year-old Anna Lisa Taylor was last seen Tuesday night around 11:45 in the 8800 block of Mapledale Avenue Southeast in Waynesburg. She left in an unknown direction. Taylor is 5'8", weighs about 165 pounds, and has brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Meanwhile, Perry Township Police say 48-year-old Chad Pullen was last seen walking away from his home in the Perry Hills Colony Apartments around 6:22 Thursday morning. He is a disabled veteran and requires medication. Pullen may be driving a blue 2016 Honda Accord with Ohio license plate EVJ2737. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call Perry Township Police at 330-478-5121. A 10-month sentence for a Monroe Falls man found guilty of trying to buy sex from a person he believed was a 15-year-old girl. 51-year-old Daniel Hosek was arrested last August by agents with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force and Salem Police. He was convicted of attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and possessing criminal tools. Other charges were dismissed. Hosek will be on probation for 5 years after his release. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office is seeking help from the public in their investigation of a shooting in Craig Beach. It happened Sunday around 9 p.m. There were no injuries, but a business was damaged by gunfire. The Sheriff's Office released pictures of the shooting captured by a security camera. Anyone with information is advised to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-480-5051. Anonymous tips can be submitted to the Greater Mahoning Valley Crime Stoppers at 330-746-2583. A man is sentenced for his role in a fatal shooting in Youngstown. 20-year-old Jacoby Walker was handed 8 to 10.5 years in prison today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony Dapolito. He pleaded guilty last month to a count of involuntary manslaughter with a gun specification. Walker was one of three people charged for their involvement in the January 2022 slaying of 22-year-old Isaiah Helms. Walker was 17 when the crime occurred. Helms was found shot to death at a Liberty Road cemetery. Prosecutors say he was lured to a car driven to a nearby home, where he was shot. Walker's two co-defendants are serving prison time for their part in the incident. A woman charged with aggravated assault in connection with a stabbing in Youngstown has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Police arrested 28-year-old Celito Matos of Youngstown following an investigation into the incident on East Denick Avenue. She allegedly stabbed a neighbor in his home last July. Police say Matos had been institutionalized in the past and was suffering from mental illness. On Tuesday, she asked Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio to order an examination of her mental condition at the time of the incident. A man charged with felonious assault and drug possession in an incident in Camel has made an initial court appearance. Arraigned today in Camel Municipal Court was 45-year-old Nicholas Machar of Struthers. Camel police were called to Trumbull Avenue and 14th Street for a report of a woman hit by a vehicle Sunday night. She told officers she was in an argument with Machar in his SUV when she attempted to get out of the vehicle. He allegedly accelerated and the woman was dragged. She fell and a tire ran over her foot. The woman was treated for minor injuries. Police say Machar returned and was arrested when they found prescription pills in the vehicle. He is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing July 3rd. A Warren man is headed to prison for having sex with a 15-year-old girl. 38-year-old Curtis McKellar was sentenced today by Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien to 3 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in April to two counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. The charges stem from an August 2024 incident in which the girl's mother found her and McKellar in a sex act. The victim also said she had a prior sexual encounter with the man. McKellar must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. He was given credit for 138 days in jail. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.